Welcome back, and in this lesson we're going deep with Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool to create real jungle and old school DNB impact, then resample that movement so it becomes part of the sound itself. We're not just trying to add a bit of swing to a drum loop here, we're trying to make the whole section feel like it was played, chopped, bounced, and rebounced in a proper rave workflow. That's the vibe. Slightly unruly, but controlled. Tight where it matters, loose where it counts. Start by setting your project to 174 BPM. That tempo is a sweet spot for jungle and classic drum and bass energy. Before we touch groove pool at all, build a clean foundation. I want you to hear the pocket first, without extra tricks masking it. Set up a simple kick and snare pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, maybe a light pickup kick before 3 if you want a bit more push. Then bring in a chopped break or top loop, but keep it restrained. Don't overcrowd the bars yet. Leave some space around the snare so the groove has room to breathe. If you're using a break sample, drop it into simpler in slice mode. That's a great move, because it lets you trigger slices from MIDI and decide exactly which hits stay rigid and which ones can be pushed or pulled later. Keep the first version dry. No giant reverb, no wide stereo spread, no flashy processing. Right now, the goal is clarity. Now let's talk about where groove pool really shines. The best groove sources already have personality. In jungle and old school DNB, that usually means a breakbeat, a percussion loop with a little swing, a hand-played hat pattern, or even a MIDI clip with slight timing imperfections. You want something that already feels human. Drag that source into groove pool and extract the groove. If it's audio, Live can pull timing feel from the rhythmic contour. If it's MIDI, you can capture timing and velocity character too. The important thing is this. Don't use groove pool like a repair tool. Use it like a performance assistant. You're not fixing a dead loop. You're borrowing the feel of something that already moves in the right emotional direction. Now apply that groove to your clips, but do it with intention. Don't slap the same amount onto everything. That's one of the quickest ways to lose authority in a DNB loop. Think in layers of timing. Your anchor layer is kick, main snare, and sub. That layer should stay pretty disciplined. Your movement layer is hats, rides, shakers, and lighter percussion. That can swing a bit more. Your messy layer is break chops, ghost notes, fills, and little edits. That's where you can get looser and more expressive. As a starting point, try timing around 55 to 65% on the break chops, around 45 to 50% on the hats, and only around 20 to 30% on the snare layer, if you want any groove on it at all. For the bass, either leave it straight or apply very light groove if the phrase really needs it. And here's a really important point. In TNB, the snare is the authority. If your groove is making the snare feel late or weak, pull it back. Let the hats and breaks carry more of the shuffle. The snare should still feel like it lands with confidence. The track can be loose, but the backbeat still needs to hit hard. Now we can get more interesting with contrast. Don't use the exact same groove amount on every element. In fact, a slight mismatch between layers often sounds more live and perfect uniformity. For example, let the break layer lean a little harder into the groove, keep the hats slightly lighter, and leave the main snare almost straight. That push-pull is a huge part of the jungle feel. This is where the track starts sounding like a real band of moving parts instead of a loop lock to a grid. The drums are breathing around the downbeat. That's the feeling we want. Next, make a variation. Duplicate your loop and create a short fill or switch up. Remove a few hits. Add a ghost hat before the snare. Maybe throw in a snare drag or a tiny flam in the last half bar. A single gap before the downbeat can be more powerful than stacking another sound on top. Tiny edits can create massive impact. Once that fill is edited, apply groove again if needed. The groove will exaggerate the feeling that the fill was performed rather than drawn in. That's one of the classic old-school tricks. Use a little rhythmic instability to make the loop feel alive, then let the arrangement edits create surprise. Now for the really important move. Resample the result. This is where the groove becomes part of the sound design itself. Set up a new audio track and route it to resampling, or route directly from your drum group. If you only want the drums, arm the track and record a 4-bar or 8-bar pass of the grooved pattern. What you get is not just a copy of the loop. It's a unique audio performance with all the tiny timing and velocity character baked in. This is huge because once it's audio, you can do all kinds of things with it. You can chop it, reverse it, slice one-shot impacts, build fills, create stutters, and layer it back under the original drums for extra weight. The best groove often shows up after resampling, because now timing choices turn into actual edit choices. Take that bounced audio and process it lightly with stock devices. A good starter chain is a Q8, Saturator, drum bus, maybe glue compressor and utility if you need to control width or mono behavior. Use AQA to high pass the resampled layer if it's just there as texture or impact. Saturator can add a bit of drive, maybe a few dB, with soft clip on if needed. Drum bus can give it a little more bite and glue. Glue compressor should stay subtle, just enough to bring the pieces together. The point is to enhance the groove, not crush it. If the resample is going to act as a fill or transition layer, don't overmix it with the main kit. It should feel like a second pass of energy, not a replacement for the drums. Think attitude, density, and movement. Now let's bring in the bass. In this style, bass phrasing matters a lot. Whether you're using a Reese, sub, or distorted mid-bass, it should answer the groove rather than fight it. Keep the bass line short and conversational. Let the sub hold the root on the strong hits. Leave space where the snare needs to breathe. Place bass notes after snare accents for call and response. That interaction between drums and bass is one of the signatures of jungle and old school DNB. If you're working with a Reese, keep the sub separate and mono. Use utility to tighten the low end. High pass the stereo layer if needed so it doesn't clutter the kick and snare. A little saturation or overdrive can help the bass cut through, but again, keep it controlled. Now use your grooved and resampled material to shape the arrangement. This is where groove pull stops being just a swing trick and becomes part of the arrangement identity. You can automate a low pass on the drum group before the drop to create tension. You can reverse a resampled hit into the first snare of a new section. You can cut the bass for half a bar before a fill. You can bring in a filtered drum bounce as a pre-drop lift. These are all small moves, but together they create a track that feels performed and edited, which is exactly what gives old-school DNB so much character. A strong arrangement idea would be something like an 8-bar intro, then a 16-bar drop, then a 4-bar break or fill section built from your resampled edits, then a second 16-bar drop with a bit more top percussion or a slightly different groove feel. You don't need huge changes every time. Sometimes just shifting the groove amount or changing the source of the break layer is enough to make the next section feel fresh. Before you wrap it up, do a quick reality check on the mix. Listen in mono if you can. Make sure the low end is still solid. Check whether the groove has made the hats too loud after velocity changes. Make sure the resampled layer isn't masking the main snare. If the loop still feels good when the resampled layer is muted, that's a strong sign. It means the groove is built into the core drums, and the bounce layer is just adding attitude. When you bring the resample back in, the track should feel more alive, more edited, and more finished. That's the goal here. So to recap, use groove pool to create controlled movement in your jungle drums, keep the kick and snare stable, let the hats and breaks carry the swing, then resample the result so that groove becomes audio you can chop and shape. That's how you turn a simple loop into something that feels custom, human, and ready for a proper DNB drop. Now go make the drums lean forward, give the snare room to speak, and let the resample do the heavy lifting on the transitions. That's the sauce.